This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, it's that time of the week again. It's the weekly mashup with Candace Mama and...
Hello, and to Misha Masha.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm good today. I'm only getting good now.
Like, we're not joking. Like, literally, like 20 minutes ago, I'd say.
Maybe 20 minutes ago, I was starting to get better. It was a rough...
You can't even say weekend.
No.
That's the worst part. Like, what happened? Who does that? It's not even Pusa Wednesday. That?
No, it's not. Like, you know.
You just made a day for...
Yeah, for, you know, being young is just a terrible
and
curse
I was
sometimes.
In bed.
I know.
You know, so
yeah. I think we should swap lives, actually.
I feel like that's exactly what we've done.
Yeah, and then I had to be on set like at 7 o'clock this morning.
Good times.
But you've been having good times, Candace. You found a website called blesserfine.com. Is that right?
Oh,
or .co.za?
It is .com.
Okay.
Yes,
so what
happens upon
on this?
This treasure.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we should call it a treasure.
It's a national treasure, I tell you that.
Yeah. So there I was minding my own business in the fields. No, uh-huh. I'm kidding. Going about my day. Mm-hmm. When I stumbled upon a story about a dating site.
Yeah.
Now, as you all know, I am all for dating.
I'm open to dating. Yeah,
so of course I read further about this BlesserFind.
Yeah.
And then I realized it
sounds
may not
like a Christian.
Right? Website. I was like, maybe I need some Jesus in my life.
Yeah.
So I go and I research the site. It had nothing to do with holy activities, actually.
Oh, okay. What's the hashtag on that again?
Morality must fall.
Morality must fall. Okay. Yeah.
That is the hashtag for the website.
I thought generally in this country it had fallen. Like,
I thought we were pretty much at the bottom.
Yeah, I thought
until
like,
I discovered the site.
And you realize it can get worse.
It can get worse. And of course, for research purposes for the show today.
Yeah. You went on the site.
Yes. Someone
undercover.
Suggested, I won't say who in studio, but there are only two of us.
Yeah.
Suggested I go undercover.
Yeah.
But when they told me to go undercover, they didn't say use someone else's pictures.
Well, I thought that was like... It went without saying. It's a given. Like, you're undercover. So
no, I don't want to be a
like,
catfish.
Use a pseudonym and then, like, use someone else's picture. You know what I mean?
No, I don't want to be a catfish. Like,
is that a phrase? Is that like what?
A catfish is someone who uses another person's images to bait
prospects.
So I was scared of being a catfish.
Oh, okay.
See, I still had morality.
Ah,
that was my problem.
That's your problem. Yeah, you went in there with, like, your morals.
Right,
exactly.
And then I got onto the site, and wow, the things I saw.
Yeah,
like I think
were they attractive people first of all?
Absolutely not.
I tried to go on the site, but then they wanted like my actual name and my email address.
Yes,
and I was like, that's a problem because now what if I start getting emails from these people going forward, and I'm not really like. And then the other thing, of course, was then you sent me a screenshot, you know, explaining how it works and like the levels for me. I just couldn't afford even like the basic bottom of the range level because it starts out at 4,000 a month,
level.
Right?
Entry level.
Yeah. So entry level is 4,000 rand a month.
Yes.
As a blesser.
As
you
a
must
blesser.
Bless 4,000 a month.
Yes. So men tend to be the blessers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So a man would like start off his blessings with, let's say, 4,000 rand a month.
Okay.
And then level two blessings.
Yeah. Just 4,000, nothing more.
You know, well, there are other things like you must take me shopping, you must take me to dinner, clothes, whatever. And
are
in
we
return,
spending the
4,000? Get sex. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
I will put it just
so. So
purely.
The 4,000 is just like a basic deposit.
It's a retainer.
It's a retainer, and then on top of that,
and on top of that, you have to do other things.
Because I'm thinking, like, if I've already given the 4,000, can we not spend
it.
That, like, when we go shopping and dinner?
No, because then why are we spending my money?
Oh,
I see. That's the logic.
Oh, okay.
And then there's level two blessership.
Yeah, you see that for me was already before we even get to level two. I was like 4,000 rands.
You're like, I'm disqualified.
Yeah, I can't afford it. Yeah.
Yes, and then level two.
Level two
is 4,000 to about 10,000 a month.
to 10,000.
And that's, oh, by the way, with the 4,000, it's local traveling. So it's like, it includes like the Durban July, local, nothing outside of South Africa.
Nothing major,
nothing
just the Durban July.
Exactly. Yeah, like, you know, just the dress, Nyana.
Oh, I was going to say, does that come with the dress as well?
No, yes, you pay for everything.
Okay.
So whenever we are together, you are the one taking out money.
Flights, room and board, dress, hair.
Yes, hair, makeup, nails, everything. Okay. Yes. All right. Then level two. Now that's when we start balling.
So level three. Level three.
So level one. No, that was level one. 4,000 plus local travel.
Oh, okay.
Level two is between 4,000 and 10,000. And that's just outside of South Africa.
Oh,
so like Africa, the small islands around it.
Oh,
that
like
kind
small
of travel.
Islands like the Seychelles, Mauritius. Nothing major.
Nothing too major. Like nothing
Zanzibar,
too dramatic.
Nothing too expensive.
Precisely. Mm. And then we get to level three.
There's another
below
level?
Our ship. Yes. And that's anything above 10,000 per month.
Okay.
And that's international travel. So Dubai, which is the most popular, it seems.
Yeah.
And any other place outside of, you know, at the African continent. And
overseas.
First That's exactly it.
Yeah, because you can't go overseas to Botswana.
No, or to Swazi. No.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's like the levels, right?
Okay,
now,
okay.
Of course, when you first read this as a starter pack before signing up or going onto this website, you're like, oh, you know, there must be some decent people with low standards.
Mm.
And so you go on this site anyway and you're like, let me see, because clearly I've got to take one for the team. Literally. And then I got onto this awful site, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And it was like a flea market. It was like going to the Oriental Plaza on payday.
All right.
It was awful. Yeah, it was all scattered. It was too much.
People grabbing.
People out for the kill. I could smell blood.
I was
like, no. And then the worst part, they don't make it easy to delete your profile.
Oh,
you can't even delete anything you've put up.
Okay.
I'm like, now my pictures are forever going to be on this ratchet ass website.
Yeah. But can I ask a question? Like, let's say you qualify and someone's blessing you. Like, let's just say like someone's going in at level one, which is like just the 4,000, right?
Yes.
Is it mandatory then to put out?
Yes. No. It's not. It's not even a debate.
Oh, okay.
I'm paying you to put out. So it's like high end prostitution.
All right. And how many rounds kind of does 4,000 buy you? Because I mean, I'm curious. Like, because you know, I need to do the math. So I'll pay my 4,000.
Yes. What am I getting exactly?
We're going to the Durban Julys and whatever. What? How many times can I call you? Is it like often as I am able to?
Pretty much, because they speak about married men being able to go on the site and find a partner who already knows the rules.
Oh,
you know?
That's the thing, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. So you're paying, I'd say you're paying for discretion, but it doesn't seem like it's very discreet in my opinion.
Yeah,
but
because what happens when you're like, I can't pay 4,000 anymore, I'm sorry.
I guess the confidentiality goes out the window, right?
Okay, yeah, exactly.
They're going to be bad-mouthing you to their next blesser.
And the other thing is like, how do you talk to your tax person or your accountant and say, listen, this 4,000 that's going out
every month,
how do we write that off SARS wise?
Is it
tax deductible? Because I mean, if it is, it might just work out, you know.
Or do you put them on your medical aid?
Yeah.
You know,
can you
are
put
they
under entertainment? Is that it? Because like, it's entertainment.
All
so
I'm thinking is
month.
The health checks. Like, surely, do they come? Like, does every person come with their documents, their health documents?
Can
to the
we
first
do that?
Date?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that should be the starting point if this is our agreement.
I think it's only fair.
But yes, both of us should be like healthy, right?
And then like maybe there should be a contract there as
Thank
well.
You.
Like, okay, so yes, you're gonna get the 4,000 plus all these trips.
Mm-hmm.
And those must be stated up front. I think it's only fair because like we can't assume that there's going to be one trip a month or every week and then there isn't.
Yes.
You know, so we need to know exactly how many trips.
We have to.
And then we also need to, I think, have a basic minimum or and maybe some maximums. I don't know of how many times a brother can come over, you know.
Yeah.
So that we're both like, okay, we have 4,000 buys you maybe like, let's say, four rounds a month. Or 10 rounds
so it's
or whatever.
Thousand and around,
yeah,
right?
Or something like that. Yeah. So that, you know, we know where we stand. It's like, okay, so I've had my three now.
Yes.
I didn't manage to have the one last month. So does that carry over? How do we do this? You know, because I mean, I think that's only fair. Like, I didn't manage.
I feel like we are being too logical with this.
Do you think so?
I think so. Can I please tell you what their tagline is? Because it makes my heart So when you go onto their page, their Facebook page, what you will read
do it like it's a voiceover.
Yes, okay. A blesser is the new trend. Mm-hmm. Why suffer as if you are not beautiful enough to be blessed? Live life. Enjoy yourself. Don't let people judge you. I love that.
Don't let people judge you.
You're too beautiful to suffer, people.
Yeah, you're too beautiful to suffer. Like, someone should be picking up this tab for you.
Like, do they think being beautiful is free? What
you
the
know
hell?
What I mean? Like, it costs a lot of money.
This isn't all about God-given beauty. It is too much. I just can't. I can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah, I can't. I'm struggling with it as well because I think there's a lot of unanswered questions for me.
Yes.
One of which is like just going back to the money thing as well. You know, what happens when I'm laid off at work or retrenched, and I'm not keeping up with payments? Do we have like, you know, like when you're renting a place, I can't just kick you out immediately. So do we have like, okay, for 3 months you can get this for free, but after the fourth month from now on, it's like, okay, the contract is up. So it's like, it's not working for us. Do we get a special after 12 months? Do we like throw in one free month?
That's it. Because you're right. I think these things need to be stipulated.
I think they
because
do.
If we meet, right? Yeah. And then we've agreed that, okay, you are now my blessee or blesser.
Blesser.
Yes, you're my blesser and I'm the blessee, right? Do we have like a 5-day package where it's a trial run?
Why not? So you know what I mean?
So you pay 10%,
let's say, and then we
see how it goes.
Yeah.
And then we maybe draws up into a month.
Yeah.
And then it's a full payment.
Or maybe they should do like those websites. Like, you know, like iTunes has that thing where like the first month is like on them. So it's free. And then from then onwards, like if you're happy with it, then we start like debiting your account. I think that would be fair.
I just think you're trying to be a discount dealer. This is not it is the Plaza.
And we did say, I mean, like, if it's being offered, why can't I ask for a discount? I mean, we're negotiating, you know what I mean?
But I don't get, like, okay, so, like, one of the examples, right? This is where I did contact the Blesser Fine people, by the way. And
yeah,
I wanted
supposed
them
to be with us in studio so they could explain.
Yeah, so that they could explain these because I had so many questions. And one of the questions was this. They screenshot certain conversations and between the clients and them. Mm. And now what I don't get is surely as a high profile client who can afford this kind of a down payment, confidentiality would be like somewhere up there.
Yeah, it would be very important to me.
You know?
So did they have the person's name?
No. Okay, so they do. In fairness, they do
just
scratch out.
Okay.
So this is how they advertise, guys. So these are screenshots. Mm. So this particular man was very rude because he didn't even start with a hello.
Okay, so we're sure it's a man?
We're pretty sure. It is.
We assume it's a man.
We assume.
Okay,
most people assume it's a man.
Okay, let's assume it's a man.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he says, listen. Mm-hmm. Not even hello.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah. Listen. Yeah.
Can you find me someone decent and discreet to travel to Dubai for 3 days? Mm-hmm. She can be shopping. He doesn't speak really great English, but it's okay. Mm. She can be shopping while I do 2 to 3 hour meetings a day. Mm. Able to blend in. Smart. Will have dinner with partners on one day. And fun loving.
Okay,
so that's what he wants. Yeah. That's his request line.
I think that's fair. The blend in part, I'm a bit confused about.
Yeah, like
blend
must
in
be error?
Dubai? Yeah, exactly. You know,
yeah,
like,
I'm
I don't
also
understand.
Confused.
Yeah, I'm
or blend in with the partners.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay, so then they respond like this. Your number, sir. And what is in it for her?
But he just said, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's taking her to Dubai. There's going to be 2 to 3 hour shopping trips a day. I mean,
Okay, but like, what if he takes her to Dubai and then he doesn't like provide the spending fee? Like, so she can be in the mall without the money.
He didn't actually say, who was paying for the shopping. He was like, she can go shopping.
It's
as an option. It's like, yeah, go for it. You know, enjoy yourself.
If you've got the money.
Yeah, like, you know, bye.
I'll see you when you get back.
Yeah, I think it's, okay, fair question.
So his response is this, trip, Your Honor.
Mm.
Yeah. And
the trip itself. I mean, that's something special.
Yeah, that's,
you know, because if I took my wife to Dubai, it would be like,
right?
Yeah. It would be like special. Like, oh,
because you're not paying with love.
Yeah.
You're paying with money.
I'm paying with money, right? I expect like a thank you.
Thank
you know?
You.
Yeah, like it's great.
At least, you know, an acknowledgement at the very least.
Yeah, and like, you know, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then he says, it trip, Your Honor, and $1,000. I will take care of visa, transport, food, accommodation, and upkeep. So they take
that's pretty clear.
Yeah, so they take that and they put it on Facebook, mm-hmm. and then they ask people to, if you fit the criteria.
Oh, okay, respond. Yeah.
Respond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm thinking, like, this guy seems so rude. Number one.
Okay.
Like, as
why,
a woman.
Why? Because you said listen.
Because he's so blunt. Who does that?
What,
listen.
Did you need, like, some foreplay first? Like, did you need him to be like, hey, beautiful. So, I was thinking, right, I'm going to this, to Dubai on a business trip. If it's okay with you, I would love you to come. Like, if you're free at that time. Like, characters, there's not enough space.
It's an SMS.
It's like he just has to send it. There's only so many characters you get, okay? And he has to be clear about the offering.
I hear you. Yeah. But in my opinion, meeting affluent men is not that difficult. I mean, why would you go on a website to meet them when they're there? And most of them are very boring.
Yeah, you met one just yesterday at the airport.
That was not... Yes.
Like,
I did.
But yeah, you're very lucky like that. Like, they're just like...
Well,
fly towards you like bees to honey. You
when
know.
when you have green hair, guys, people tend to be interested.
Nah.
So all the women out there, don't go on the website. Dye your hair green.
Yeah, it could work, and just hang out at airports.
Just do nothing. Just chill and smile.
Just chill and smile.
Smile.
Yeah, so you think that meeting like affluent men it shouldn't
hard.
Be that hard? Just like
I don't
go
think
to Sandton. Hang out at News Cafe.
Okay, firstly, I don't think it should be hunting.
Freedman
like
Drive.
You're making it seem like I'm hunting. Like it's a hunting strategy. Like they heard at 12 to 3.
Okay. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, generally speaking, they're pretty accessible. You know what I'm saying? They're pretty much there.
Okay.
You know, and most of them are very boring, to say the least.
Okay.
Or they don't know how to have conversations. You know, they're very dry. I'm not speaking about
in
anyone
your experience,
in particular.
In your experience.
Yes, in my particular.
In your experience.
I'm just unlucky in that regard.
Yeah,
so.
Shame. But I suppose if you have a lot of money, like, you don't really need a personality. Like, the money speaks for you.
Ugh.
Not really.
No.
Okay.
No, because your money is not my money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. Like, unless we have that whole blesser contract signed up.
But I can't imagine it. Can I also tell you another thing? This is what gets me.
Yeah.
I can't picture myself having to endure sitting across a table from someone I know is paying me to be there. Like, I think, like, because this is him paying me to actually sit down with him to negotiate terms for me sleeping with him.
But let's say
we're
past the negotiation stage now.
Oh, I couldn't
endure it. You're saying you couldn't endure it. Because at the end of the day, like, don't we get paid to, like, you know, sit here and talk to each other?
But that's different.
What if like, I was your boss and, like, we have to eat at some point and I'm buying dinner?
That's different. Okay. That's different. No, it's like, as friends, we can go have dinner. It's different.
Okay.
But if you were paying me, like, even if I didn't know you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were at a bar and I just knew you as this, like, actor and TV personality. And you paid the waitress to come over to me and be like, no, I want her name and number. And she says, he paid me for your name. I'd be like, he's creepy as hell. I'm out.
That would be a problem.
That
right?
would be a problem.
Thank you.
Why are you paying me? What's
tip
wrong
number
with
one,
you?
Gents, if you're listening, that's right there. We just threw in a tip. Don't pay the waitress, or at least tell the waitress not to tell the lady that she's being paid. I think that's fair.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
And now this negotiation and arrangement right here is just too creepy to me. I could never do it.
I mean, for me though, I think it sounds like quite plausible. I mean, especially when we're talking 10,000, level 3 is like a marriage at the end of the day, you know, except the terms are quite clear. Like, that's 10,000 and up, right?
Yeah.
That's a marriage.
Yeah.
I guess at some point we have to decide how long this is going to last. And
true
out,
story.
How
do
we get out of this and stuff like that? And also, you know, there's expectations of overseas trips and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds to me like this is, you know, you just get married.
This is not a way for the future. No.
Just find the rich guy, marry him, and there you go. It's the
same
thing,
different.
Really.
No, that's
just
different.
That
if you stumble into a rich man who happens to have a great personality,
then marry him quickly.
quickly. If he's not dry.
And you better give it up, because you can always go to blesserfine.com.
Oh, then let him go. If those are his type of girls, then let him fly.
I mean, market-wise, the market rate that they're asking for is a bit high for
it
me.
It is high.
I mean, from what I've seen on other, you know, sites similar, you know.
For research.
Yeah, sites where, you know, if you want sex with somebody and you have to pay for it,
yes.
Generally the prices are a lot lower than that, you know. for 30 minutes or an hour. But that's all you get, you know. It's not like you get to stay and cuddle,
extended.
You know. If you want extended, then you have to pay a little bit more, I suppose. So maybe actually could be a quite a good deal, because if you think about it, it's like 4,000, right? Unlimited rounds, and you still get to cuddle afterwards. I think maybe it's not a bad deal at all, actually.
Maybe it could even lead to marriage.
Yeah, or it could be a marriage saver.
I don't know. Hey?
Because at least the wife now knows that at least he's only spending 4,000 and
no.
a few trips.
What?
I mean, he was going to the Durban July anyway, especially if you have a wife who doesn't want to go to those things, right? She's like, you know, I don't like going to the Durban July. I don't like crowds and stuff like that. So you're like, well, I was going anyway.
Okay.
So, you know.
Can I tell you, there's no woman mm-hmm. on this planet
yeah.
with any sort
cool
of
that?
Sensibility
yeah.
that would allow such a thing.
Okay.
No one.
All right.
No one.
So I guess back
and so
to
many
secrecy.
Health checks. No,
I mean, what if like the health check, like then it's like, babe, here's this, her
no,
certificate.
That's, no.
Here she is.
No.
Meet each other. You can see she's lovely, right? She's really nice. She's sweet.
You have other ideas. It will never work in the real world.
Okay. And then, by the way, this was from like last week. The nurse came and they stamped it at Dis-Chem or Clicks or whatever that she is HIV negative.
Oh my goodness.
Of course, we checked gonorrhea, chlamydia. When I was down there, I didn't see any lice. So
But what if she traps you? Because men can be quite slow sometimes.
Yeah, definitely.
What if she traps you with a baby? Now we all have a lifelong commitment, because that's not a part of the contract.
Yeah, that wasn't part of the contract.
You see,
I think,
and she
that
sees that you're trying to renege on your contract,
yeah.
and you're trying to find another blessee. And then she traps you with a baby.
I think it's only fair if you can afford to bless more than one person.
No.
You should be allowed to bless as many people as possible.
What if you like, because this is like you can upgrade to a newer model, right?
I suppose.
Because you can cancel your contract at any time. It's not like you sign a 3-day to.
And would it be unfair if you, like, as a blesser, found someone to bless and you were like, at this point, like, I can only afford 4,000 for the next 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then something changed. So you got that deal 6 months into the contract.
Yeah.
And now you're like, actually, I would like to bless someone else, but this time let's go for the level 3, so 10,000 rand up. Would it be unfair to the first person to be
I don't
like,
know. I don't even know if that would be considered cheating. I don't actually know how this works. This is like Sodom and Gomorrah.
This is actually very complicated. This is like let's just do it the old fashioned way, where you just like bump into
someone, make eye contact, smile,
you know, at a news cafe or something like that, or wherever people bump into each other. And then, you know, lie to them that you're actually single, and then halfway through they find out that you actually are married or whatever. Then it kind of gets a little bit complicated, but you know, we work through it.
Okay, then
there's a subtle hint of, you know, my rent is due and I need, you know, if you don't mind a little, you know, if you can help me out. You know, like just like the old fashioned way, the old school, just do it that way. Let's work it in slowly so that by the time we get to the 12 months, yes, you are on level 3, no doubt. But, you know, we work our way there. It didn't start out like that.
No, this is too much for me. My high blood can't handle this.
This is
crazy.
Actually, speaking of which, some friends of mine did go out one night to a certain drinking spot in Sandton on Friedman Drive that shall remain nameless. And you know, they went to a table that had three ladies at it one night. It was a Friday night.
Yes.
And they spoke to the ladies. It was going very well.
Mm-hmm.
And the ladies at the end were like, listen, yes, we are here. If you want to pick us up, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to cost you $1,000 for each of us, you know.
So they were upfront about.
Yeah, they were upfront about it. And it's what they said was, it's not prostitution. It's just that, like, we've been going out for a number of years now, and we've noticed that guys take us out, sleep with us, and it kind of ends there. So we've decided we may as well get something in the bargain, you know, for it.
Jeez, pumping themselves.
Yeah, so apparently that's happening now more and more,
really?
Where it's like, well, I mean, if you've got the 1,000, let's do it, you know. Where
but
do you
how?
Go?
No, I can't. Oh, I feel like that's so much like, oh my goodness. Like, I'm like speechless.
As a woman, how do you, if
you haven't like signed up for the world of prostitution for whatever reason, you know, or escorting, whatever.
Yeah.
How do you just psych yourself up one day to get paid for sex? Because if you're not attracted to someone,
I suppose
it's really hard to get into.
What they were
the
saying
rhythm.
Was, look, you know, we've been doing this without the money. You know, yes. It was like, you're attractive, I'm attractive, it's okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
But now that we've gone past that portion, can we just sweeten the deal? Which is really what it was. Like, can we just sweeten the deal with just a, you know,
a down
wanna go
payment,
dye my hair green after this?
I hear it's a man magnet.
So, you know, you never know.
No, that's I what's can't happening. Deal like, with it. I'm sorry.
I find it quite, I don't know, it's scary, but at the same time, it's like, I guess it's just humans being humans, you know, just doing what they do.
Capitalizing.
I suppose in a place like this, the fact is there's so many, I suppose, men already who are willing to do that. And as business people, I suppose the women are like, if you could think of them as business people, have realized, why not just capitalize on the fact that, look, these guys were already willing to pay for it. We may as well just take the money.
But then you're going to be complaining like 10 years from now, because that's the thing. That kind of life wears you out. It wears on your skin. You know, you age quicker.
Oh, okay. You know? I didn't know this.
I'm just saying, you look washed out a lot quicker.
Okay.
So what happens to when your market value drops? Because you can only sustain this for so long.
Look, this is like being a soccer player or rugby
one
player.
One injury and you're out.
Yeah, it's something that you can't do for the rest of your life. So you need to make hay while the sun shines. You need to maximize your earning potential while you're still in your 20s. Because by 35, really, it's tickets.
Oh,
there's like new girls coming in.
Oh my
And this
goodness.
Is Joburg. Like, new girls come in like
all the time.
It's like a busload coming every
week.
It's crazy. You
there's so many beautiful people. That's why you should dye your hair green.
Yeah.
Because it just lets you stand out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Just throwing it in
let's
there.
Let's see how it's going to work for you this
and
week.
Let's see. Maybe I could get married. Who knows?
Yeah. Talking about marriage.
Marriage, yes.
So, yeah, anyway, bad weddings, eh?
Bad weddings.
What is a bad wedding to you?
Oh, my goodness.
What would make a wedding like not work for you? Like, what would make it suck?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. There are a couple of things. I think one thing is waiting. I think if you make me wait excessively long periods without feeding me, I start getting irritable.
You see, for me, that's a problem. Okay, let's start with the assumption of what a wedding should be, right?
Okay.
A wedding is a celebration.
Between two people
of love.
Yes.
That, okay, today we have asked you all to be as witnesses that we have decided to be together for the rest of our
lives. The
premise is a celebration.
Yes. Not a funeral. Not a celebration. Yeah. Okay.
And if we're going to go with that premise, it means that... We have to assume then that there's going to be food and drinks, right? And when I say drinks, I mean alcoholic drinks, because it's like it's a celebration. I mean, even Jesus' first miracle
was
turning water to wine at a wedding. Like, he didn't do it at a tavern. He did it at a wedding. He wasn't irresponsible about it. He wasn't just going around waving his wand and like just turning random pitchers of water into wine. You know what I mean? He was very responsible about it. He was like, this is a wedding.
He's like, we're a celebration.
Yes. And I mean, there's a big significance to that for me. I mean, I'm a Christian, so I'm saying, I'm not saying this in any way to be blaspheming or anything
blaspheming.
Like that. I'm just saying that that's what happened. It's there. It's in the Bible. Okay. Read it up, you know? So my assumption is it's going to be wine, because
Jesus
did that miracle not to be like, yeah, guys, it's cool, you know, party as hard as you want. He was like, I am providing the joy in the marriage. Because Jesus, there's three people in the marriage. It's you, your partner, and Jesus, right?
Okay.
And he provides joy. And the wine is significant for that.
Okay. I'm with you.
So when you go to a Christian wedding and they're like, we don't do that alcohol thing, I'm a bit surprised. Because it's like, did they just skip that part in the Bible? What happens like when it comes up? Do they just we're not reading that part.
Yeah,
like, Jesus died for our sins.
Yeah.
But...
I think wine in most Christians' minds just symbolizes a beverage.
A beverage of choice.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Because I remember a friend of mine, when I asked him that, when I was newly born again, many, many years ago. And he was like, I think he was studying theology at the time. He was going to be a pastor. And he was like, he was heavy. He was like a Christian
into
guy.
It.
You know, he's into
it.
I'm like, didn't Jesus, like Jesus turned water into wine, right? You know, it was wine.
Yeah.
I mean, they said wine.
Yeah, they don't say like juice.
Yes, it's King James. in the King James version.
Yeah, yeah.
Surely the English would know the difference between wine and grape juice. And he was like, no, they actually meant nectar. And I'm like, but why didn't they just say like nectar. Grape juice? Because then they could have just written, then Jesus turned the water into grape nectar.
Or maybe wine just has like a better ring to it. You know, like, you know what I mean? Maybe it was like more poetic license, you know?
Like you can't just use it loosely, though.
Like it rhymes with fine. Especially wine, Jesus. Fine, Jesus.
You can't just throw it in there. So we have to assume.
And by the way, it was water. Water that got turned into wine.
Yes.
So water is pretty pure. Exactly. So he could have just given them water to drink if he didn't want it to be wine.
You know why even go for grape juice? Because it's got sugar and calories, right? Just give them water. Maybe they were banting. I don't know.
but I agree.
I didn't get it. And then like the Last Supper, mm-hmm. he broke the bread, right? And then he gave it to the disciples. Then he took the glass with the wine and then he gave it to the disciples again. And I was confused again because I'm like, so I don't understand.
So wine is significant in this.
The wine, they wouldn't just say wine if they didn't mean wine, right?
And even at communion.
Yes.
You know, the blood of Jesus is symbolized by wine.
Yeah, because we do that whole communion thing to remember that the Last Supper, basically.
Yes.
And he kept insisting, no. It was like, it wasn't wine, it was juice.
Selective.
And then, like, as I became, you know, more mature in the faith and I started reading my own Bible, so I was like, so then why would the Pharisees have called him a wine bibber and a glutton, right?
Because yes.
clearly it meant that he was drinking the wine.
Yeah.
And when I went to this wedding, and it's not the first time I've been to a wedding, and it's usually when I go to a wedding where it's like very Christianese people, you know, who are highly spiritual, they decide we're not having alcohol at our wedding.
Yeah.
And it confuses me because I'm like, I don't understand. Mm. Like every time Jesus was at dinner with somebody,
there was
like wine was brought out and he was like, cool, you know, let's do this. So,
okay. Yeah.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
So for me, right, so there is a problem.
You know
that's
what
a bad
I love
wedding.
About this?
Immediately, boom.
I love that it's such a sore point. Like this is like the biggest sore point of weddingness for you.
It's just the first one.
Okay, yeah,
but it's a major one.
It is a major one. I agree completely, 100%.
Because now, if I quit drinking, the only time I would ever drink would be at a wedding.
Right.
I mean, that's the time that it should happen. I'm happy for you, Candy. You're fine.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a drink.
Yeah. At least if I don't want to drink, at least let the option be available. Don't let me smuggle my own, like,
that's what ended up happening, right? So now you're smuggling...
like you're in the playground.
You're smuggling gin and tonics in pump water bottles, okay? From the carpet, from the booth. As a grown-ass man, you know? And there's a table full of grown-ass people. And some of them are high up in their positions where they work.
That could qualify to be blessers. That's
exactly,
their income structure.
You know, and we have to smuggle wine for them in like cream soda cans. It's just awkward. Like you don't do that with a Chenin Blanc, you know? Especially
and
if it's a
got
good year.
That, it's got that like aftertaste, like
that cream soda taste. Like you just ruined a good Chenin Blanc right there.
It could have just been box wine.
Yeah,
it might as well have been.
And because you're smuggling it in, you don't even know when you're gonna go out again because you're doing this between speeches. So you end up getting trashed
too much
because you're drinking too much,
this
right?
Is too much.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah. So that for me was like, that's a bad wedding.
Right, okay, there. But I think as a grown human being, you should give people the choice if they want to consume alcohol or if they don't want to consume alcohol. But another thing to me, and maybe call me cheap, but I hate attending weddings where you have to pay for your own drinks.
Yeah,
I'm
the
like,
cash bar situation.
A cash bar. I'm so confused.
Like, if you guys couldn't afford this to get married, like, why'd you call us?
I hate cash bars. I'm like, look, if I invite you to my home for a meal, I'm not going to charge you for the cold drink.
You know what I mean?
Like, I'm going to give you the bread, but the cold drink you're going to have to pay for.
and here's the worst.
Yeah.
Not only do you make us... like there's no alcohol.
Yeah.
At some point now there's a cash bar even for the cold drinks. That's when I'm like, I'm drawing the line. You're upsetting me now.
You I think it's actually an act of disrespect to your guests. Having a bad wedding is disrespectful to your guests.
It is disrespectful.
You come from fine wine to attend the celebration.
You know what I mean?
That you end up hungry.
In, right? You paid for accommodation.
You listen to 3 hours of sermonship.
No, man, it's
so
not
now
right.
You're in church, you're sober, you're hungry.
It's not right.
It's traumatic.
Okay, let's take a commercial break and we'll come right back. You let us know what your experiences
of bad weddings
are. We're on Twitter @CandiceMama. Is it @Candice_Mama? I can't even remember.
No, it's just at Candace Mama.
At Candace Mama or yeah. at Tamisha Masha or at Cliff Central. You let us know your experience of a bad wedding. In the meantime, let's go to the break.
One holiday road trip multiplied by a four-year-old
Mom.
Plus his twin brother
Mom.
Multiplied by
oh, we dang it.
Plus multiplied by
and you can expect heavy delays on the highway
plus
I need to read.
multiplied by
are we there yet?
Plus
power. I dropped my ice cream
plus to the power of
recalculating your route
equals the irritation of just one single mosquito buzzing around your head. Fortunately, you plus peaceful sleep room spray equals death to that irritation.
Yeah, so
oh my goodness. No, I just can't.
I had to go like, and take a sip of something just because I was so upset. I just had to like calm myself.
You had to have a sip of wine.
I had to have a sip of wine just for that, you know.
But no, it really, I don't know. I think it's such an act of disrespect though.
Yeah.
Because I think if people are coming, because firstly, weddings are financially, you know, pretty expensive even for your guests.
Yeah.
Because you don't rock up just with yourself. You know,
have to bring
and
a gift, right?
Right. And then if you decide that you're going to have a destination wedding or like you guys are going to get married in your tribe or whatever, then we still have to travel.
Yeah, in your, to your homeland.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially if it's homeland. So there's petrol, there's patkos, you know, there's all sorts of things that you have to like accommodate. Like
accommodation.
Accommodation. And then I still get to your wedding. You bombard me with priests with no food.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, finally, when I get fed.
Yeah, my
finally.
Thing is, you know, I know that it's almost like it's normal now where brides are going to be late. It's for okay. me, if they say
but
the wedding is starting at 1 or 3
yes.
or whatever, I just kind of tend to arrive a little bit later.
Okay.
Just because I know it's like, first of all, I'm not the one getting married, so I don't have to be at the church on time.
You know, yeah.
And
not the groom.
I'll catch it halfway in, you know.
Yeah.
It's cool. I'll catch your show once it started.
Okay.
I don't need to be there for like, as the credits start rolling. You know what I mean?
And the entry music.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you.
But, and that's the thing, right? Because when you start a wedding really early, like 10 a.m. or something like that, and my assumption is people only had breakfast.
True.
So like you have to give them lunch,
true.
Right? But you can't now continue. And then like someone's been moved by the spirit because there's a lot of pastors here and he feels like, you know, I also want to say something. I've been preparing this sermon. In fact, I hope you prepared the sermon because this sounded like they were just doing it on the fly, which is like even worse, you know, because like, dude, I mean, you could have timed yourself,
gosh,
known where
yes,
it was going to go,
yes.
have your story arc right,
yes,
the beginning, the middle, the end, so that we could like get into it.
We could follow it with you.
We could follow it.
Yeah.
So now it's like we were expected like to be there really early and like 10,
yeah.
okay? And like it's going towards 3.
Oh, no.
And I mean, if someone was diabetic, they probably would have died. From the, you know, I'm serious.
Oh,
and then like so food, you know, got served at about 8
in the evening.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo.
Yeah. By that time I was like, I'm out of here.
And on top, the food didn't come with alcohol, so.
No, I mean, I was like I was trashed by then because, you know, obviously I was hungry.
And alcohol on an empty stomach is like
on a hot day, you know.
Oh no. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's shame. I feel so bad because I feel like the couple always thinks they had the best day. Like, and when they ask you afterwards and you have to give a response to how you found the wedding.
Can you
like,
be honest though? Can you
no,
be honest?
No,
never, never.
Never, ever, ever.
Especially
ever.
Not to the bride.
Ever.
You can to the groom. You can say, listen, dude, I thought it was pretty whack. Like,
no,
what happened?
But you can't. It's like,
you know,
it's
just,
like
I'm
if a woman
you know.
Says, like, do I look pregnant? You have to be like, no.
But what if she is pregnant?
Hey, no, like you just have to say no. You carry it so well. Even if she looks like she's walking on her back, you're like, you carry it so
really?
Well.
Yeah, but you carry it well, but you do look pregnant. And
no,
it's beautiful.
Like let's say she's given birth.
Oh.
You know, it's 4 years later.
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
like
don't say that.
Don't say yeah. any. It's like a bad wedding.
Yeah.
Like
you, so
just
you
like,
can't go to,
no.
to that person.
No. Mm-mm.
Like no matter how close you are,
you can't tell me.
You can't say, hey, listen.
No, you can tell
like,
me.
I have just a few points. I've put them
in
the point form.
It's not like they're going to remarry just because you gave them criticism. Like, oh, let's just
I think
do this
is where
this
we could improve. Yeah.
I think if they get divorced, you can tell them.
I mean, you can start with positive criticism. Your dress was amazing. You looked, you were so beautiful on that day. I've never seen you look so hot. He's very lucky to have you. The way you did your vows is like absolutely wow. Yeah, it looked amazing. Like the venue, the way you guys put it up.
Yeah.
Dude, never in my life, you know?
And then drumroll.
And the step. I gotta give you full marks for the step. But this is where I thought it went kind of pear-shaped, where you could improve next time. Like if you ever get married again to each other or someone else. I don't know. Number one, like it doesn't, the wedding part where you're getting married doesn't really have to be that long.
Yes.
Like we're not really there for that. That's like between the two of you. You know what I mean? Like we're here to witness.
Crunk.
Yeah, we're here to get crunk, really.
Yeah.
So like even the pastors nowadays know.
Yes,
you know when you go to the big churches,
right?
And the pastor, because there the big church is number one. Saturday night is usually when the pastor also has to be at church. So he's like, yo, dude, like I want to save my voice.
Yeah.
And you talk to them.
They keep it slick.
They keep it slick, right? Yeah. And you can even talk to your pastor. I mean, I spoke to my pastor. I was like, look, dude, like giving you 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he was like, cool. No, that's all I need.
Okay.
And then it's 30 minutes for everything else.
Yes.
And that includes the signing.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? That's all in.
I was like, this was a long ass
meeting. An hour all in.
Oh, good.
From walking in to walking out.
Oh, good. No, I like that.
An hour for photos. So that's 2 hours.
Yes, while
we're taking photos,
everyone must be eating.
People are having like some hors d'oeuvres, finger food. And some champagne. Because that's just
the starter, you know? Like and
let the happiness start. Let the bubbles get in them. Let them work in there and let them have something to eat. So that now when we go, we come back, we're gonna start with speeches.
And we're
black.
Yes.
You know. And you're gonna have that uncle who wants to speak quite long because he never gets a chance to talk anywhere else. This is the only time that he gets to talk in front of people. And of course he never went to Toastmasters, so he doesn't know how to put a speech together. This is like maybe his third time doing this. Give him a break.
And you only start rounding him up at about the 25 minute mark.
You know what I mean?
Because like, you know, the next speaker needs to go and you hungry. So.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you have a professional MC because it has to run.
Yes.
You know, you have to have a program director.
Yeah, no, you have to.
And you're professional. Because I've MC'd a couple of my friends' weddings. Okay. I only MC friends' weddings, by the way.
Okay. So don't try and hire him.
Yeah, because I just don't see the point. Like, why am I coming to your wedding? Like, you paid me
to be here. And then you're
going to
steal the spotlight from the bride.
Yeah, it's like, it's always weird, isn't it? Like,
that is weird.
Yeah.
I'd never have someone.
And I always find that weird about, like, the famous thing. Like, everyone wants to take a picture with you.
And not even the bride. They don't even remember they're at a wedding.
Yeah,
that's the worst part.
Like, we're all at a wedding, guys, and now you want to take a picture with me. Like, this is weird because my wife is standing over there waiting patiently.
And she's looking at you like, I'm done with the hors d'oeuvres.
You know what I mean?
I need some food.
And this is like a queue of you. Just keep coming. You know, so that's like, that's a no-no.
Yes,
like, that must stop.
Yes. Celebrity done must fall.
Yeah. And the other thing is people wanting pictures at a funeral. That is like, that was when I was like, okay, guys, seriously.
And as the pastor's like, and from dust we came. And sorry.
Kupela san, kupela picha, kupa snapelo ena. I mean, come on. Like, can you not see I'm grieving?
And your tears rolling down.
You know what I mean? Like, how are we going to smile in this one or are we just going to just go with how we feel?
And how do you justify that picture? Even when you post that, like, how do you justify it to your friends?
Yeah.
Oh, no, in the background. No, it looks like a gravesite because it is. But no, listen. He was speaking to me the whole night. So I just thought, let's, you know, close it off with a picture. Because no one's just going to be like, I was fanning out.
You know what I mean? I was like, there he was. I had to get the picture. It was the right moment.
You become a friend. Mm. You become like a family friend. Yeah. You're like, no, I know him. but anyway.
Back to the wedding part, right? So I assume that like the program director is making sure that like we keep moving. Because like as a program director, I'd get up and say, okay, thank you, uncle so-and-so. Thank you for those words. We're just going to have to cut you short now. And keep reminding the speakers.
Yes.
By the way, guys, please keep it short. 7 minutes is like the ultimate. We need to move on with the program because we want to get to the first dance. We want to get to the garter thing. We want to get to desserts, for goodness sake.
We want to get to food.
We want to get to like
the
dancing.
The music.
The DJ is going to play. You know, and if it's like a wedding where people have really splashed out, where they have like professional musicians and stuff.
Yeah.
My Figgy Zolo has another gig after this. So like they need to be on at 9. And if they need to be on at 9, they need to be on at 9.
And if you put them on at 9:15, they're going to give you that one song and leave.
And leave.
And you've paid.
And you've paid because you've paid the full amount by then.
Yeah. And they said, we're here for 20 minutes.
Yes.
If you waste their time.
At a wedding, you must take the money up front. if you're going to be performing. If you're emceeing or you're going to be performing, take the money first. Don't wait for after. I don't want to hear how things went wrong and you miscalculated. No, no. Before I arrive, is the money in my account? If it's not, then I'm sorry, I didn't make it. You know? Yeah. Like, you know, people always say, like, people forget the food, you know? So you don't have to spend too much on the food.
Yeah.
You don't have to go crazy on
the
food.
It's forgettable.
But you don't have to be cheap about it either.
Yeah, don't give burnt food or cold food. I think those are the two no-nos. Like, burnt and cold. I'm like, firstly, like, how didn't you smile that the rice was burnt, number one? And then because it's usually a buffet. Whenever things are burnt, it's usually a buffet,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then cold. I'm like, you knew we were coming. It's not like we surprised you, like, boo.
In fact, you know, I'm at a point now where I'm almost like, I don't want to go to any more buffet weddings.
Oh,
I can't do that anymore.
Can it please be stated in your invite?
Yeah, no, that it's going to be a buffet.
It's a buffet because I hate rocking up at a wedding. You'd look so cute. You spend so much money on your outfit.
And it's a buffet.
You've
got to stand in a line.
You've been photographed in this outfit at an occasion. Now your poor outfit's got to be in the back of your wardrobe and you can't wear it again. And you had a damn buffet.
Yeah, like, exactly. You know?
And it's never, you know what's funny about a buffet?
Mm-hmm.
The food is, I've never been to one buffet where I was like, oh my.
The food was amazing. Wow, what? Except for the Grand. They've got a great buffet.
I don't
but
think
it's
the
Grand.
Food.
That's just the Grand. I mean, I haven't been to a great buffet anywhere else. You know, and that's the thing, right?
Gosh.
So at places where, like, the venues where it's very professional, the chef usually comes in if it's a buffet.
Mm,
and,
yes.
And they'll say, like, I can't have my food sitting there for more than an hour. So
thank you.
We have to stop everything and serve it now.
Yes.
Because the Ben Maries, obviously, they're getting heated and the food is just, it's now the steak was medium and now
and
the,
now it's well,
the beef
well
Wellington
done.
Is like completely well done.
Yes, yes.
But you can tell if the food's not going to be great if we're just carrying on with the speeches and we're just going.
Yeah.
And 3 hours later when we're supposed to have eaten, we're still talking.
Yeah.
You know that the food's going to be whack anyway.
And then they give you like an a terrible meal. You really don't want the... Because, you know, at a buffet, the irony is your starters always get served. So they fool you into thinking that,
exactly.
Oh, something good might happen.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then...
It's a buffet. You got to stand in line. And then what happens is you're really hungry now and they tell you, can the family please go first? So we're going to go table by table.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to have table one and up to table three.
Like, that's what gets me as well.
You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like I'm back in school.
Yeah.
Like,
and you're at table like 20 at that point.
Where they were like, please come to my wedding. And you're like, okay, are you sure? I don't want to inconvenience you.
Mm.
And then you end up with a grumbling stomach and you get the burnt part of the buffet.
Yeah. and it's usually at those weddings where people are calling you to RSVP and like, are you actually coming? And you're like,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I'll come through. Yeah, sure, no problem. You're like, I didn't really want to go to that wedding that weekend. I really like, there was a great rugby game on. I could have watched that. But okay, mm-hmm. I'll go to the wedding. It's fine. And then that happens. Yeah.
And then you're like, I should have stayed home.
Yeah.
And then the worst part is they always ask. It's so funny. The good weddings, when I went to a good wedding, the person never ever asked me, like, oh, did you enjoy the wedding? Like, I hope you had a good time.
Yeah,
they just knew it was crunk.
Knew. Yeah.
We were getting down.
Yeah. They're
like, you were getting down.
Of course
I was getting
you had a good time.
It's the bad weddings.
Yeah.
Where they're like, how was it?
Yeah.
It was so good.
And it's
so lovely.
Because the bad weddings, they never give you like a little wedding gift. Like, thank you for being part of our day. Like, you could give me a gift. For being here the whole day and well into the night.
I never thought it. But that is so true.
The good weddings, they even like thank you with a gift. You're like, wow, these people are so classy.
It's so cute, right?
Yeah.
And it's, the, you know what's the irony about the gift? It's not like that massive gift. It's not like they're going to give you a bottle of Moët.
No. It doesn't have to be,
it can be like
know?
A little cupcake wrapped in like a box. Or that has your name.
Yeah,
and like,
a little chocolate.
Right.
You know?
I'm like,
I mean, I appreciate that.
Right.
Yeah, but the bad ones, you never get a little chocolate with your name on. Never. It's like, in fact, if you got the chocolate, you ate it like 5 hours ago.
Because you were so hungry.
In the middle of Uncle So-and-so's speech. You know, it's crazy. We need to have a wedding TRC. Truth and Reconciliation for Weddings. Like,
oh,
we have to bring
goodness.
It in. I remember going to a friend's wedding once, right?
Yeah.
And the only thing that they served for drinks... Like, this is like when I thought, I can't get cheaper than this.
Yes.
First, there was no alcohol. So it was like, okay, that's bad enough.
Okay.
And then there was not even soft drinks. There was macheu. I was like, aye, 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 aye,
This level of disrespect no, I will not
you
tolerate. Guys,
you should have just gone to the magistrate's office and signed and left us out of this, man. Macheu. Like, and not even like,
porridge.
Not even store bought.
Yeah,
it's
porridge.
Basically liquid porridge. Not even store bought, Macheu. Like, it came in a box. So at least you get your own box.
Yeah.
It was like homemade at home. So.
And you have to add your own sugar.
So yeah. So it was like the consistency and the flavoring was off.
And then there's that lump of like.
Ah, dude. I was like, ah, this guy. Yeah. This guy.
No,
anyway.
I just can't.
Yeah.
We were supposed to speak about the TRC's anniversary.
It's the 20th anniversary.
20th?
Today.
Yes. No, not this today.
Sometime.
I think last week sometime.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's just, we were weighing in on, well, not we. I don't know why I made myself an authority at the TRC. Like I'm Desmond Tutu.
Yes,
But it was being weighed in about if the TRC was effective or not.
What do you think? As a born free?
I mean, having seen the things that were supposed to come of the TRC, I think it had a lot of great potential.
Yeah.
I don't think it was necessarily well executed after the hearing. You know, I think the hearing was great. I think people's stories being heard was great. But for me, it was like, you go, you tell your story of trauma, and you still leave. You're still broken.
Yeah.
You still can't maintain your family. So what did I gain from that?
What was that all about?
That's it. So I'm very...
For me, I think it was important. I think,
of course,
especially where we were as a country at the time, I remember quite vividly that if we didn't have it, it would have been a bit of a problem. But like you said, the aftermath of the TRC for me was always like a bit hollow.
Yeah.
And maybe now we need another TRC, an economic TRC. We need to get to a point where we like understand that, look, apartheid might be over, but economically, there's still a lot of apartheid. You know what I mean? And we talk about that.
The inequalities
are still there. And if we don't get past that, we're going to get to a very bad place in our
hostile
country.
Hostile place.
Yeah, which is scary.
But don't you think we're already heading there?
I think we're definitely already heading there. And the worst thing is that the people who are going to be most affected, I think, are going to be the black middle class. Because they're the ones who are the closest. And they're actually the buffer between everyone else, the masses, I suppose, and the people on the other side, the rich. And I'll say even the rich whites who need to like start sharing, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And like we need to like really get to the bottom of that and like do that whole, I don't know, I think we need to do that whole land thing.
Yeah, but I think we're hiding. I think these dialogues aren't actually taking place because we're hiding. There's this incredible journalist, Max Dupria. I follow him like vividly and the things he says, I mean, he's a white Afrikaans man, but he's like so objective about what is happening in the country, you know? And I feel like voices like his, why aren't they being more amplified? Why aren't we acting? Like, you know, why are we sitting back and just chilling?
I think we're kind of busy, like just trying to collect the money from the Guptas. So like, we don't really have time for that other stuff just yet. And that's a problem. Like our politicians at the moment, we have no great leadership in this country. Hopefully the next batch of leaders will be better than the ones we have unfortunately been having. Because it's the situation that we're in is because of bad leadership and people being too busy grabbing things for themselves while they're still in office to actually address the things that they need to address that are important. And the other thing that's quite interesting is, you know, Chris Hani's killer.
Yes, Walush.
Killers, Janusz Walush, you know, is getting parole. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we dropped the death penalty means that when you go and get a life sentence, it should really be life. Like, you should die in prison. That's how I feel. And you know, I know the whole forgiveness thing.
I
forgive you, but you're staying in prison and you will die in prison. But I forgive you, you know. It's cool. We're cool, but just stay there, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And especially because, like, their plan was, what they did was against the country because they wanted to destabilize. They shot Chris Hani so that the country can go into civil war. So it's like, as a country, we're saying you can't live in this country. You can't now come out of jail and enjoy this wonderful new South Africa. No. Stay there in the prison. And you can see the new South Africa that has actually happened in spite of your actions.
Yeah.
But you can't enjoy it. You can't go to these nice new malls. You can't go to the Mall of Africa. You can't go to Sandton City.
But you think that's
fair,
though?
You can't go on a Kalula flight.
No.
No, you can't go to Cape Town.
You know what? I think, no, I disagree.
You can't get a grant.
No, oh, stop. Stop it. No.
From the ANC. Are you crazy?
No, but I think No, I completely disagree. You know this. I'm like on completely the other side of the coin.
Like, you got 20 seconds.
I think they should go. I think they should be let free. But
to do what?
No, it's as long as they're not going to pollute the mind of other people.
They're unemployable, right? So we're going to have to give them a grant.
No, stop it.
My taxpayer money. I'm going to pay.
I'm going to go to prison for killing my co-host. Let us go off air before I kill him.
No, and you will stay in prison for the rest until you die. For the rest of your life or until you die, whichever comes first.
Stop it. Thank you, guys. That was so much fun.
It was a great show. I really enjoyed it. I hope that I've still got friends out there. And if I come to your wedding, you know I'm going
to
talk about
it.
You know I'm going to talk about it. So don't be caught napping or half-stepping, okay? Make it work, people, or don't have the wedding at all.
Machil. Bye.
Machil.
This is CliffCentral.com.